Hey everyone, here's another lesson on the 2019 coronavirus. In this lesson, I wanted to talk about 10 common myths and facts about the 2019 coronavirus that I've seen around the internet. So the first one is the myth that coronaviruses are new. And the fact is that the Wuhan coronavirus, or the 2019 novel coronavirus, is a new coronavirus. But coronaviruses themselves are not new. This specific coronavirus is actually the seventh coronavirus found to cause illness in humans. There's many other coronaviruses that cause illnesses in animals. So coronaviruses are actually relatively common, and they are estimated to be the cause of approximately 10 to 20% of upper respiratory tract infections in adults. So this particular coronavirus is new, but coronaviruses themselves are not new. There are many coronaviruses, and a lot of them can cause respiratory tract infections in humans already. The second myth is that the new coronavirus only infects or affects older people. And that's actually not true. So the coronavirus infects people of all ages. It does seem, though, however, that older people, especially those with other health issues, other comorbidities, have an increased risk of severe illness caused by 2019 novel coronavirus. So although it affects everybody, it infects everybody, it does seem that older individuals, especially male patients, seem to have an increased risk of having severe illness or severe symptoms. The third myth is the myth that pets can spread the coronavirus. So currently there is no evidence to show that pets like cats and dogs can be infected with the coronavirus and or spread the virus. The only way that this might happen is that an individual that already has the coronavirus may sneeze or cough into their hand and then touch a pet, and then you touch a pet and touch your face. That might be the only way that a pet may spread the coronavirus, but right now there's no evidence to suggest that pets themselves are carriers or hosts for this coronavirus. The fourth myth is that it is not safe to receive letters or packages from China. So because the epicenter of the virus is located in China, people are worried about receiving letters and packages from China. But the fact is, currently, it does appear safe to receive letters and packages from China. Previous studies have shown that coronaviruses, other coronaviruses, don't survive for extended periods of time outside of a host. So if there is a coronavirus, a new 2019 coronavirus on a package from China, it will only survive for a matter of hours, so perhaps a few hours. So it doesn't last the trip. So right now, there's no need to worry about receiving letters or packages from China. The fifth myth is that antibiotics can be used to treat the new coronavirus. And the fact is that antibiotics are not effective. Antibiotics treat bacterial infections, whereas the 2019 novel coronavirus is a virus, so we need to use antivirals to treat a viral infection. Antibiotics treat bacterial infections. There are co-infections of bacteria with this virus that antibiotics can treat, but the antibiotics themselves cannot treat this infection because, again, the 2019 coronavirus is a virus. The sixth myth is that herbal medications like garlic and other types of herbal remedies can help treat the new coronavirus. Right now, there's currently no evidence to support the use of herbal medications for the treatment of 2019 novel coronavirus. So although garlic does have antimicrobial properties, herbal medications like garlic do not seem to be of any use to treating coronavirus at present. The seventh myth is that there is a treatment for the coronavirus. Now, this is somewhat of a myth, and I leave it as somewhere in between a myth and a fact at this point. The fact is there is currently no recommended treatment. What I mean recommended is that there's no randomized controlled trial demonstrated treatment for the coronavirus. However, there are some reports that do suggest that antivirals like oseltamivir in combination with HIV antivirals like lopinavir and ritonavir may be effective in treatment of this new coronavirus. So I leave it in the middle of myths and facts. Right now, there is no a recommended or official treatment for this new coronavirus, but there may be some evidence to suggest that antivirals like oseltamivir with HIV antivirals may be effective in treatment of this new coronavirus. The eighth myth is that pneumonia vaccines protect against the coronavirus. And the fact is that that's not true. So the pneumonia vaccines are vaccines against pneumococcus and or Haemophilus influenza bacteria. So these pneumonia vaccines that we call them, pneumonia vaccines, are actually vaccines against bacterial infections. And again, we know that the coronavirus is a virus. So these vaccines do not help prevent the coronavirus. The ninth myth is that gargling or rinsing your nose or throat with water will prevent the spread of the coronavirus. So sometimes we use salt water that's warmed. We can gargle or rinse our nose and throat with that water for certain viral infections. So currently there is no evidence to support that rinsing and gargling prevent the coronavirus. However, rinsing and gargling help reduce symptoms of and possibly the length of some respiratory viral infections. So we do have some evidence to suggest that rinsing and gargling your throat with warm salt water can help reduce symptoms and possibly the length of viral infections in general, but we can't say that at this point that it actually prevents being infected with this new coronavirus. And the 10th myth, I leave it on its own, is that this new coronavirus, the 2019 novel coronavirus, is more deadly than previous coronaviruses like SARS and MERS, so severe acute respiratory syndrome and Middle East respiratory syndrome. And fortunately for us, that is not true. The new coronavirus currently has a recorded fatality rate of approximately 3%, whereas the fatality rates for SARS and MERS were much higher. For SARS, it was approximately 10%, and with MERS, it is currently around 30% or one-third of patients. So we are very lucky at this point that this new coronavirus is less deadly than SARS and MERS. So I wanted to mention this myth because this can make a lot of people worried about this virus. But in fact, it is a very low fatality rate. So that was another lesson on the coronavirus. I hope you found this lesson helpful. If you did, please consider liking, subscribing, and clicking the notification bell to help support the channel and stay up to date on future lessons. And as always, thank you so much for watching, and I hope to see you next time.